Welcome to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast, the service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. It's presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation. The Veterans Voice originates from flagship station KRDO News Radio in Colorado Springs. I'm your host, Ted Robertson, filling in for Mike Lewis today. And joining me in studio for the Veterans Voice podcast is Katie Travis. Katie is case manager with Mount Carmel's Veteran and Family Resource Center. Please welcome Katie. Katie, you are a very busy person. Your department, let's say, within Mount Carmel provides assistance to veterans who are experiencing crisis. Your goal is to help veterans get their lives stable, which will in turn allow them to access other wellness and career services within the Mount Carmel family, which we must say is very extensive. It's broad, it's rich, it's deep. It saves a lot of lives. It improves a lot of lives. Katie's a proud Army brat, as am I. 27 years, now a proud advocate for military veterans and their families. You're joining us today to share about the very important topic of homeless veterans and how Mount Carmel wants to support those homeless veterans through transitional housing opportunities.
Yeah. So first off, thanks for having me on, Ted. So we'll touch a little bit on what the VFRC, which is Veteran Family Resource Center, does. So we are kind of the catch-all for Mount Carmel. We, as most people know, have three main programs. That's our behavioral health program, our employment program, and then the Veteran Family Resource Center kind of covers everything else. So a majority of our clients are needing those financial resources, but we also assist with non-financial resources. And it's more than just a handout of here's a check to get your rent paid or your utility bill paid or whatever it is that you're struggling with that month. It's having a conversation with a case manager to figure out what barriers are causing this issue. It could be something as simple as the hailstorms we had a while back took out a lot of people's windshields and they just weren't prepared for having to put that deductible down on their insurance. So they paid that and then they needed help with their rent. But it can also be as much as struggling to hold down a job. And then you need to be linked in with a veteran service officer because maybe holding down a job just isn't opportunity for you and you need to get your increase on your disability, or maybe you just haven't found the right job, so you need to be linked up with our employment team or some of our education specialists to further some certifications and things of that nature. So then what it comes down to is figuring out what are your priority bills and what's a good budget for you that we can then help you with and getting you back on track. And there are all different resources here locally and nationally that we can partner with to hopefully cover down on some of those bills depending on eligibility. One of our big focuses here in the Springs area, of course, is homelessness. Specifically for us, that's veteran homelessness. So Mount Carmel does a really good job, I personally think, of more of the homeless prevention. So once somebody is homeless, it is a lot more difficult to then rehouse them. So if we can catch them before they get to that point, then we have a better chance of being successful with that client. So our main focus, again, is homeless prevention. So that's helping with that eviction, that financial assistance, but it's also linking them in with what legal services, like what are their rights as tenants? Or if they're a homeowner, what are their workarounds with their mortgage company as far as maybe refinancing or deferring a payment? So we really work with them to figure out what those different needs are.
Katie, what do you generally find is a cause or causes of homelessness in our veteran population?
So I think for a lot of our clients are post 9/11 veterans. A lot of it is that transition out of the military and just finding where they fit and what their niche is in the civilian world. And that, again, is where our behavioral health team and our employment team come in to kind of meet them where they're at and then build on what skills they had in the military to get them that sustainable employment. For some of our later era veterans, it's just years and years of not having that support. And we've all come a really long way in supporting our veterans now, and there's a big uptake in that. So it's just getting them all back on track.
All right. And Katie, joining you and me here in the studio is Jennifer Mariano, and she is Director of Homeless Programs with Community Health Partnership, not an organization we hear enough about. Jennifer, welcome to the Veterans Voice. You are a military spouse. Your husband has 22 years and is retired Army.
Yes.
I'm an Army guy. Right. Army brat. Army brat. Jennifer, you're here today to talk about veteran homelessness in the Pikes Peak region and what Community Health Partnership is doing to help tackle such a thorny but important issue.
It is. It's a really complicated issue. Thanks so much for having me today. So CHP was formed by local healthcare providers to deal with some pretty complicated health issues back in 1992. And don't do direct services, but we really work on creating collaboration and cooperation among providers that are tackling these very tough issues like substance abuse and opioid addiction, suicide, access to care, and then homelessness, so that we can work together rather than in silos to address these issues.
And, you know, it sounds between the two of you, like you and Katie, really try to emphasize keeping people from even becoming homeless. Once you cross that barrier, things get a bit more difficult for you and a lot more challenging for those of you who are providing these services. Generally, you are successful, I take it?
Not as successful as we'd like to be. Mm-hmm. One of the services, one of the ways that Community Health Partnership supports our local service providers is through HMIS, or the Homeless Management Information System. And this is the database, essentially, where all of the information for service providers that are helping clients, neighbors that are homeless, to capture that information to determine how long they've been homeless, where they became homeless from, if they have income. We are able to track that information to determine where are the gaps in services, how can we do better. One thing that we're finding with the data that's coming out of that system is that we're not housing nearly enough people. And of those that we are housing, some of them are becoming homeless again. So there's a real effort within Community Health Partnership, the Pikes Peak Continuum of Care, which is addressing homelessness, to really focus in on what are those root causes, where are those gaps, so that we can really dig in and make sure that there's money and resources to be able to address those things.
Okay, perfect. Let's offer some detail in terms of what CHP is actually doing for homeless veterans in the Springs area.
That's a great question. So CHP is not a direct service provider, as I mentioned, but we do work with about 200 different organizations that provide direct services. We administer the Pikes Peak Continuum of Care, which is essentially any service provider, anybody that is working with any homeless individual. You know, specifically today, we're talking about homeless veterans, but it may be educators, it may be law enforcement, the healthcare system, the criminal justice system. It's all of the continuum of services that are working to help people and lift them up out of homelessness. So our role is to kind of bring everybody together, do gap analysis, do data well, so that we know and can make informed decisions as we begin to make strategic plans for how we do a better job of ending homelessness.
So back in 1992, a group of, you say, healthcare providers. So really, we're talking about hospitals and other such organizations saw this need.
Right.
But they also saw a need for some way to knit and stitch all of these things together. That then leads to this continuum of care. So when somebody is in the system or you're able to bring them into the system, you never skip a beat. I hope you don't mind
Hopefully.
Me saying it quite so quite so simplistically, but that's that continuum of care.
That's the idea. And obviously, we know just from the situations that we see and come in contact with that people do slip through the cracks. It's not a perfect system. But what I can tell you is that this continuum of care is continually working to improve and do better and find the resources, determine the root cause, and really move people beyond the situation that they're in.
Now, you also talk about the Built for Zero initiative.
It's an exciting initiative that's been actually going on around the country for the last couple of years, but Colorado as a state had an opportunity in 2019 to apply for this initiative, essentially. So Kaiser Permanente put $10,000 towards our community to be able to participate in this, and what we're doing is working as a group of providers to really figure out how we end veteran homelessness in this community. And some people get a little cynical when I say end it. Are we really ever going to end it? When we look at ending veteran homelessness, what we want to do is decrease the number of people coming into the system. If they do come into the system, that they're able to get access to services and housing in a quick manner, and that their experience, if they do unfortunately become homeless, is rare, it's brief, and it's non-recurring. So that's the goal for this. We're looking at the way the systems work and if they are working, and let's shake them up and turn them upside down if they're not working, identifying gaps. And we have about 420 veterans that have been identified in El Paso County as experiencing homelessness. And so we hope in the next year, year and a half, that that number is going to reach what we call functional zero.
Thank you for that. And we're going to come and talk in more detail about that. I'd like to know a little bit more about your relationship with Mount Carmel, how that was established, and what forms of collaboration take place between your two organizations.
Yeah, it's critical because, as I said, the continuum is the group of services. No one organization has all the resources to be able to provide everything that an individual needs. And so Mount Carmel is a great resource in that they provide housing resources. They have great behavioral health services, wraparound casework that they can provide to veterans. So we, you know, partner with them and a number of other organizations to really just make sure that those veterans are getting the help that they need.
And Katie, what would you like to add to that?
I think the key that I've found over the past year or so really is being tied in with that continuum of care and being able to have access to that homeless management system has really allowed us to track not just where are our clients at, but who have they been working with, because it can be very overwhelming for them. They are seeing so many different caregivers, case managers for behavioral health, employment, housing, et cetera, at different locations. And so that kind of helps us track where they've been when they're not 100%. They're like, well, I'm seeing a person at a place. But it helps us kind of hone in on who is that person in that place so that we can have that collaboration.
All righty. So let's run through a few details of what functional zero for veteran homelessness is. And then we want to give our listeners information on how to get started. If you're listening and you're currently experiencing homelessness, for example, this is where we can help you get started and get you plugged in with the right people. Functional zero for veterans.
So essentially, our goal when we reach functional zero, and we will, I am confident, we're making great strides already just a few months in, is that the number of veterans that are becoming homeless is going to be lower than the number of veterans that have been homeless and were housing. So essentially, that inflow is going to be less than the outflow of people getting housed. It's a complicated measurement, but doable. It's completely doable, especially as we all begin to really rally around and work together and collaborate to make that happen.
All right. And this is to both of you. If somebody out there who unfortunately finds themselves a veteran and homeless wants to get started and wants to plug into the systems, let's offer how to do that.
So I think the first step is, if they haven't completed a VI SPDAT, which is their vulnerability index, they need to find a location. We have no wrong door policy. So any location that offers that VI SPDAT, whether they are a veteran or not, they're able to go to that location and get that information, which links them into that HMIS system that we were talking about earlier. I also think that if they are a veteran, it is crucial for them to, and I'm going to do a little plug here, Rocky Mountain Human Services and Volunteers of America have the funding, and that is their main goal, is housing homeless veterans. And so I always like to send my veterans to them first and foremost. And if you don't meet their qualifiers, then call back to Mount Carmel and get linked in with somebody on my team. That number is 719-772-7000. And that'll link you up with the front desk, and you just let them know that you want to make an appointment with Supportive Services for Housing. And my front desk is queued in to ask them if they've been to Rocky Mountain Human Services or Volunteers of America. So they just need to let them know that they weren't eligible, and then they'll get them linked in with somebody on our team.
Okay. And your phone number one more time.
And that phone number again is 719-772-7000.
Jennifer Mariano, you can also offer some information as well, and our listeners can reach you. 719-632-5094 at extension 121. Again, 719-632-5094. If you are a veteran and you are experiencing homelessness, these are two wonderful people that you want to get to know and that you want to talk to as quickly as you possibly can. Katie Travis, case manager with Mount Carmel Veteran and Family Resource Center. Jennifer Mariano, director of homeless programs with Community Health Partnership. Thank you both for all you do in service and support of our veterans community.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation.
USAA members are saving money on insurance and enjoying unrivaled service from a company that understands their needs.
My experience with USAA has been excellent. They really appreciate military family, and it really shows.
With all that USAA offers, why go with anybody else? We know their rates are good. We know that they're always going to take care of us.
It was funny because when we would call another insurance company, they would say, oh, we can't beat USAA.
It was instant savings, and I should have changed a long time ago.
Savings and service. It's why families have trusted USAA since 1922.
We're the Weber family.
We're the Tennies.
We're the Hales, and we're USAA members for life.
USAA, proudly serving active military, veterans, and their eligible family. See how much you could save on USAA insurance. Get a quote today.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. Member pay for their participation. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
So many men and women have served in our military, sacrificing so much, including long stretches away from home and family. This often results in financial instability, health issues, and more. I'm Dr. Gary Moore, owner of Star Dental Institute. If you're active duty military or a veteran, we have a gift for you and your family. If you're missing teeth, we'd like to help you replace them at no charge. That's right, no charge, no obligation, no strings attached. If you and your family are uninsured, underinsured, if you don't qualify for VA dentistry, you're struggling financially, and you're missing teeth, we will place dental implants for you at no charge. Call Star Dental Institute to set your appointment for an exam and screening. If you qualify, we will replace your missing teeth, give you back the confidence to smile again, better health, and a better quality of life. You and your family deserve this. Call Star Dental Institute today at 719-208-4610. That's 719-208-4610. I'm Dr. Gary Moore, and together we smile.
This is the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation, all proudly serving veterans, military, and their families. I'm Ted Robertson, hosting for Mike Lewis today. And joining me in studio today, Carrie Lukens and Preston Smith with 719 Heroes at Cell State Alliance Realty and the COS or Cause Network. So let's start with ladies first, if that's okay with you, Preston.
Absolutely.
All righty. Carrie, would you mind sharing a bit with us about what you do at Cell State Alliance and some of your other initiatives?
Absolutely, Ted. Thank you very much. First and foremost, I own and manage Cell State Alliance Realty. We're a medium-sized brokerage here in Colorado Springs with about 50 agents, and we're growing. So Preston and I are business partners. And have been for a little over a year now. And together, along with two other agents, Janelle Meyer and Jana Bingham, we formed the 719 Heroes team at Cell State Alliance Realty.
Preston?
The 719 Heroes team serves five local hero groups in the community: active and retired military, law enforcement, firefighters, healthcare professionals, and teachers. When these local heroes buy or sell a home through our brokerage, we proudly give 25% of our commissions back to them, absolutely as a gift and a thank you for being heroes in the community. Also, Carrie and I run a nonprofit called the Cause Network. The idea and backbone behind the Cause Network is when we come together as many, we can make a bigger impact in the community.
Well, that makes perfect sense. Now, in your notes, you actually characterize those five groups as unsung heroes. You guys absolutely believe that these guys don't get enough attention.
They absolutely do not.
They don't. And that's why we try and, you know, work so hard for those groups. Is without them, we wouldn't have the beautiful lives that we have today. We rely on, you know, our law enforcement, our military, our firefighters, everyone, and especially our teachers who had to put up with my kids and stuff like that. So they deserve a lot. Yes. And my wife's been a healthcare professional for 38 years.
Ah, okay.
So these are a lot of the folks behind the scenes, yes, that are working and doing great things for our community, and we just want to say thank you.
All five of the hero groups are very near and dear to our heart. Sure. My husband spent 20 years in the Army, retired in 2013, and my son is active duty. Preston's son has been active duty Air Force for 15 years. My mother is 75 years old and still teaching school.
Wow.
My brother-in-law is a police officer. My other brother-in-law was a firefighter before he went active duty Marines. So all of the hero groups are very near and dear to us.
Yeah, I raised a Marine, so tell that Marine you know that my Marine said Semper Fi and Hurrah. Wow. So Army, Marines, Air Force is represented here today. We're going to dig up Navy somewhere. I just know it. I can toss it in from my family.
So. Well, my uncle was in the Navy. And
Oh, there we go.
Actually, my grandfather was.
There we go. So. Okay, and so was my dad. So I think we've got the main services covered. Carrie, as a local 501c3, what do you do to combine donations to generate larger funds?
So the Cause Network was founded on the idea that people like to give and want to give, but they want to know what their money is doing and that it's making a bigger impact. Anybody can go down to their favorite local charity and donate $100. And those charities are very appreciative of that. But the individual giving their funds don't ever know what it's going to help. It could go into the general fund. It could go to fill the gas tank. All very important, but doesn't make a big impact. And so we hold quarterly networking events where we invite 300, 400, 500 people to gather together. And we have three local charities each quarter that are publicly nominated. They come and share with us specific initiatives. And everybody in attendance then will donate $100 or more. Because we are a 501c3, you get the tax benefit. And then we are able to collectively split $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 from these people to you know, $10,000, $15,000 to each of the local charities. So you know your $100 is going towards a far bigger impact.
Wow. And the next event is coming up on January 31st.
Yes.
And what's the location?
The location that we're having it this time is the gymnasium at Ivy Wild. It starts at 6 p.m. and goes to 8 p.m. One of the charities that we are will be benefiting this month or this quarter, the three are the Senior Resource Council, the Fire Foundation of Colorado Springs, specifically for the Ballistic Vest Initiative for all the apparatus, and then Mount Carmel Veteran Service Center, specifically for the Transitional Housing Initiative.
Wow, wonderful. And I love how you're targeting these things. Preston, we're stealing a little bit of your thunder here. So let's have you take off from here and elaborate.
As she was saying, you know, we're taking those monies and using them for very specific initiatives from each one. Mount Carmel is doing a phenomenal job, as we all know, on the resource side of it. And they just need a little bit of help on the housing initiative for transitional housing to have homeless veterans come off of the streets into transitional housing, into supplemental, and further on to permanent housing. So that's directly what Carrie and I have been focused on with Bob and all the folks over at Mount Carmel, is that specific initiative to raise funds for it. In fact, on the night of January 31st, we have a very special announcement for another big event that's coming up that will go directly towards that specific initiative also.
You want a dish now?
I can't. It's a secret.
But it's going to be incredible.
You're talking to a news guy. You just got me salivating. I don't know that we're going to let you out of the station this morning until you dish.
So. Well, you know, come down on the 31st. Okay, you know, come out, fair. Have a glass of wine, eat some food with us. And everybody is more than welcome to come down and help support these initiatives.
So this event is open to the community. You encourage the community. And I love how you've couched this, both of you. That if you have never really experienced or understood where your donation might be going, you're going to meet the people who are going to use your donation to do wonderful things for the veteran and the homeless community.
You know, we chose the Transitional Housing Initiative because through the Transitional Housing Program at Mount Carmel, it costs about $15,000 to provide all the services for one unit per year. So that's housing, utilities, food, mental health services, different resources for employment, and everything else that they provide. They run 2 to 3 veterans through each unit per year. If we are able as a community to be able to fund just one of those units for a year in one evening, we are impacting not only the 2 or 3 veterans that will, you know, go through the program, but as we continue to grow and donate, they're able to add more doors and able to help more homeless veterans every single day.
So that 300, 400, 500 people that are all going to be gathered together at Ivy Wild on January 31st, Yes, we're going to will that to happen.
Absolutely.
It's going to be 600, 700. People understanding how just important how this cause really is. What is the ask? Is it anything you can give? Are you encouraging something at a certain level?
It is. You know, we ask everybody to bring $100 and donate $100. That way, you know, as we put that all together, we make it a serious impact. It's kind of a tidal wave into the pond, you know, from instead of a pebble making ripples that way. And since we're a 100% pass-through charity, we do not keep a penny of any of that money. So whatever is donated that night goes directly to those specific initiatives. The Cause Network, myself, and Carrie fund everything about the Cause Network. The office for it is in our building. We pay for the events. We pay for everything up front. So this is truly a 100% pass-through for those initiatives.
So you have a tight relationship with Mount Carmel. You've been together with them for 2 years. And you take a lot of pride in supporting Mount Carmel. Talk about some of the other ways that you serve and support.
Well, the list is too long, and I don't think we have enough time.
I think that's the best answer right. I've heard in a long time. The list is too long.
I am very, very proud to be a co-owner of the brokerage. We're kind of known in the community as the Giving Brokerage. Cell State Alliance Realty Agents, 719 Heroes Team, and the Cause Network collectively gave back to our local community over $466,000 in 2019, and we have a hard goal to give back $1 million to our community this year.
Well, let's take a couple of thousand dollars of that. You know exactly what I'm talking about. I want you to tell the story of the retired veteran who used to be homeless.
We are dear friends with a gentleman who suffered from severe PTSD, and he was a homeless veteran for years. He went through the Transitional Housing Initiative program 2.5 years ago, got off of the streets, got back on his feet with the services and help that he needed. When we were helping host a fundraiser for the Fire Foundation in September at Pikes Peak Harley-Davidson, he came down to take photographs of our event because he is a professional photographer and phenomenal at what he does.
Absolutely.
He asked Preston why we were there and what we were doing. And so Preston explained the ballistic vest, helmets, and med kits. And so he said, well, can I buy one? And Preston kind of laughed and said, no, we're doing this for the firefighters. And he said, well, can I buy one for them? And we said, they're $2,000 a piece. This is a $300,000 initiative that we are partnered with the Fire Foundation for. And he said, okay, I need to say thank you. 2.5 years ago, homeless, walked to his car, got $2,000 cash, and donated it to the Fire Foundation right then and there.
Right in front of us. I lost it.
I bet you did.
Absolutely lost it. I mean, for someone to give of themselves like that after the circumstances he was in previously, it is literally life-changing to meet someone like that.
An astounding story and a wonderful example of the work you help Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center do with this partnership. I can see it growing, expanding, deepening, and enriching the community that much more, saving veterans from homelessness, keeping them out of that side of the line. But even if you find them there, there's still a way.
Absolutely.
I can tell that the two of you just are tenacious. You don't get up. Nothing stops you.
No.
You got to be that way to be a realtor to begin with. You got to be
pretty
tough.
That is true. That is true.
But you've taken that love of hard work and helping people and translated it into something very big, very special, very successful, and very wonderful. So
thank
I want to
you.
Thank you on behalf of all veterans who are listening now and everybody involved for all you do in service and support of our military veterans and their families, especially if they're homeless. You're wonderful. You've been listening to Carrie Lukens and Preston Smith with 719 Heroes at Cell State Alliance Realty and the Cause Network doing wonderful things. Thank you for listening. You've been listening to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and Together We Smile Foundation.